Jose's grandmother is ruthless. Team Dad Bod still got it, and the teams are all mixed up. We got Champs for Stars Episode 7 coming your way in just a second.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Gorilla.
Banging
on my chest like I'm King Kong.
That came into the headphones so strong and aggressive. Poor Jose, man. His grandmother is ruthless. Who leaves a child on a rock in the middle of the ocean? It's just so relevant that Justin's shirt has Ariel. And it looks like she's doing her I'm on top of the rock pose. So shout out to Jose. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys. Welcome in episode 7 of Champs for Stars. Go deep or go home. We're moving along this season. So much is going on. The teams are mixed up. We're going to give you our reaction to the pairings. Going to go over the challenge of the day. Jose's poor swimming. We're going to break all of it down. And of course, the voting. And Shane and Brooke taking over. So welcome in. My name is Jenna Bussier. We got our lovely panel in here. We're going to miss DPR tonight. David is out. But what's going on, you two?
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you guys for joining us in the chat roll. We have it live, so give us your comments, and we will try and address them as we roll on into this episode. Yes. 7, swimming.
Super excited. Your boy Jay Ng here, Challenge Fanatic. Really excited to talk about tonight's challenge and the episode, because it seemed like a tough challenge, but more so for some than the others. But excited to break it down with you guys.
And make sure you stay with us throughout this whole episode, because we got a special segment. And if you like The Office, I think you might like this. And then we're also going to break down a bunch of news and gossip that happened this week. Some of it is really good. Some of it is a bit of a stretch. But who's not here for a little bit of rumors circulating and gossip in this challenge world and all these crazy people we love following much? So let's get into this episode, episode 7. Overall thoughts. I want to know what you guys thought about this episode.
Okay, well, I did really enjoy this episode. I'm really glad that the blue-red Champ Stars Alliance is sort of over. Of course, not entirely over, as we see throughout the episode. I was ever so slightly disappointed with the fact that there was no real method to the madness with the way that the teams were picked, which we roll right into when they start. And it starts with Tony because he's the top of the leaderboard. So it's just basically pick, pick, pick. There's no girls, guys, champ stars, red, blue. It's just sort of pick your teammate. So I would have liked to have seen a little more planning and
by the producers,
a little more strategy, a little more
rhyme to the reason,
exactly. Theme is that the word I'm going for? Like an enemies or a friends or a people
rivals.
You wanted,
yeah,
something like that. Whereas it was just like you pick someone, then you pick someone.
Okay.
So it like there's girl guy teams. I'm wondering how that's gonna play out as the challenges begin to differ. But overall, I like this. We had some meaty action, a good challenge, but was a little bummed. I hate when they leave us cliffhangered about a challenge. And they didn't even make
us
want to
come
decision.
Justin, what did you think?
I love it because in the sense of where, to piggyback off what you said, I like that tease because it gets you pumped up for next week because you want to see what happens next week. But overall, the episode, I thought it was good. I just thought, you know, the pairings, you're right. They could have had a little bit more rhyme or reason, but I feel like the line is drawn in the sand and it is champs versus stars this entire way. So it doesn't matter how you slice it, guy-girl combinations, guy-guy, girl-girl, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be champs versus stars. And that swimming challenge, I'm not the best swimmer myself, but I think what they should have done is separated from people who can swim and people who cannot, because it was a huge discrepancy between people. And I feel like the people who weren't good swimmers, they were really dragging the people who could swim down.
You're being kind by saying people. You're being nice by saying that there was a group of people on this show that could not swim. It was person. It was one person, and it was Jose, sadly.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that later.
Okay.
Let's first and foremost go over these pairs, because that's obviously the hot topic of this episode. And I actually, in agreement to you guys, I love that this happened. I think it's what needed to happen because the show was kind of slowing down. I don't want to say it was getting completely boring, but it needed something. Like it needed to have a fresh of breath air. New
shake
life.
It up. Shake it up.
Breathed it up. Into it. But I have to say, after we see it goes towards the end of the episode, there was no point. Like, why? What was the point of intermixing teams if it's always just going to be divided? do you think that they should be sticking to their champs and their stars separately as they're doing, or just, we're now a team, let's go forward as a team and F everybody else, basically?
I think it's monumentally moronic because there are 7 teams now. 4 of them are mixed. So it's like, you guys, this is not getting anyone anywhere. You're playing for charity. Try and win. It's not champs versus stars. However, at this point, I do understand that strong friendship alliances mm-hmm. have been made. So now I think almost beyond champs versus stars, or champs versus stars beget these relationships which beget alliances and loyalty. So at this point, it's more that they're not going to vote against people that have had their back this whole time. But it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, but at the same time, you can't be that one person that folds. If everybody's sticking to their guns and everybody's playing loyal, now it's almost a sense of pride in that way. That's another argument, is to say, now I can't turn my back on these people if my other partner's not. Now I look weak on the sucker that folded when my other partner's now hooking up still their stars or their chance.
Stars as well. I'm going to disagree with both of you guys.
Okay.
I feel like the fact that there's so many twists. Keeping up with the past few seasons, there's always twists in the game. 2-3 twists. There's power place. But think about it like this. Even though there's pairs right now, in the end, there can only be one winner. So it doesn't really matter of how they're paired up, because there's only going to be one winner. So if it's Louise and freaking Casper head to head, it doesn't matter, because there's only going to be one winner. So it doesn't really matter. And I seriously think that there's going to be another twist at the very end where it's going to be every single person for themselves.
Wait, you don't think the team is going to win? It's going to be one team. I don't think it's going to be one sole winner.
No, the whole winner of the entire season.
You think it's going to be one person?
I think it's going to be one.
I think it's going to be one particular person. Team standing.
It's chance versus stars, but typically they always have one winner. Like in the past seasons, they've had Wes win it, and they've had other people.
Last season was a team. It was Bananas, Emily, and CT. It was the champs team that won. Interesting. I guess we'll have to see, because there's so many people still, and nobody got eliminated tonight. That's the biggest thing. There's still 14 people in this game. Geez. There's going to have to be a crazy purge where they get rid of like 6 teams one episode. But let's get into the pairing. Okay. Pam, I actually have to disagree with you. I actually did really like that this came down to an old school, you know, gym class dodgeball type of picking system. In the generation of participation trophies or making it easy on people, it came down to, okay, there's going to be 2 last people that nobody wants to be on a team with, and it was Jose and Salida. And I'm not surprised by that. This is the worst team going forward. And I thought it was really interesting the way that people did pick their partners. That's why I kind of like that they did this system. I mean, Tony goes first. He's obviously going to pick CT. Who wouldn't pick CT as their first person? Even though I did have a thought, I'm kind of thinking, he is dad bod. He is bigger. Like, he does look a little rougher. Do you go maybe like more of a speedy, agile Casper? Like, is he a number one pick?
Because, like I said before, experience weighs all. And there's so many times where people count out CT and he has dad bod. But time and time, I mean, he is the challenge. He's a beast. And every single time when you think, oh no, he's not going to be able to do it, he just kills it. So any single person with a rational mind should be choosing CT. I'm glad he chose CT, and I'm for team dad bod.
Wait, I love that you just said dad bod as if it was a disease. You're like, everyone's like, he has dad bod.
He's got dad bod.
He's got a bad case of dad bod. I like their little like handshake that they have. I'm like,
it was diagnosed like, he has dad bod.
He's cardiac.
Sure, you want him. Dad bod's a little contagious, and it's going to mess you up. But I was really shocked. Okay, so Booby picks Wes. Do you think that Booby broke the ice here? Because if he had picked a star, it's almost like it was just going to be champs versus stars again. He picks a champ. And now this breaks that mold.
Booby's really smart, because the way that he knows how Wes politics and the way Wes has experience, and you have to understand, Booby is the most agreeable on the stars team. So Wes basically also got paired up with someone who's also agreeable, because he knows that Booby even said, you know, Wes is going to politic, he's going to do this, and he has this experience, and Booby's going to go with it. But based off the end of tonight's episode, you saw, you don't know who they're going to choose, and they're the deciding factor. So we're going to see next week's episode and see what they actually chose. I'm kind of excited about that.
And we have to give a shout out to Pam, because she, last week when we said our dream pairings, she had Drake and Kayla, and that's what happened. I have to say, I was so interested by the fact that Drake picked Kayla, because he was gunning to get her eliminated from the entire show last week. He called her.
He doesn't like her.
B.I. How does Jose say it?
B-I-C-T-H.
Drake was like, I want Kayla the F out of this show, and then picked her as his teammate. And also, she was the first girl to get picked other than Louise, because Louise picked her teammate, but...
He's smart because
Kayla was the first girl picked. Can you believe that?
Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer.
Yeah. You think that's what it was?
Well, this is what I think. Yes. But also, so Drake's alliance is Booby, Louise, Casper, a little bit West. Just
the best
can
stars.
Play well, they're all already picked. They're literally when it was his turn. I would have gone for maybe a Tori just because she's better and he likes her. I do think there's some Drake also, I think, is secretly smart. About he's strategic, he's picked up on how people play this game. It could be because she won the elimination and he really thinks she's a good competitor and he wants to win. Or it could be I'm going to keep my alliance and sort of self-sabotage this team or find out what she's thinking and get in there. But also, I was surprised.
Yeah. But also think about this. Who else could he choose? If it wasn't Kayla,
Anybody else?
I thought Tori, Lil Mama.
Anyone?
Yeah. If he's going to pick a star or a champ, if it had to be a champ, I would have thought Tori, because at least it seems like she's likable. We know he doesn't like Kayla, so you have to wonder what is going on, and she hasn't been so impressive that he picked her because, well, she's the best. Yeah. So
who do you think is your team to get out, the team that you want to leave the competition? It's probably CT and Tori. Oh. We see it happening. I mean, like, who's the best team? Who's the team that you want out? And then who is your sleeper team, the team that's going to surprise people?
Okay. I will start with saying, obviously, the best two, I think, clearly, I would say, and I think that the players agree, CT and Tony and Louise and Casper are the best teams. I think sleeper team, which we sort of saw today, so they're not that sleeper anymore, is Brooke and Shane, that they'll come out and surprise you.
Brooke and Shane are a good pairing, but I mean, the previews, that's why I like the teases for the previews. Like, you see Shane having a meltdown, and Shane is always kind of like a wild card.
You're
He's a loose cannon. He has an ego. He's been doing this for a really long time. He's never really won that much, so he has definitely something to improve. And Brooke is just kind of following Shane along because, like you saw, she doesn't like to play the game. She doesn't want to play politics. I just want to play. I don't want to do the politics. I don't want to do the drama. I just want to play. And in this game, it is super cutthroat. But, like, I totally agree with you. CT, you know, freaking Tony and Wes. And I feel like Wes and Booby might be a sleeper team.
It's almost hard to call them that because they're good enough that you can't, you know, not to sleep on them.
I think Booby's going to be... Booby's kind of been coasting this entire season, but I think in the end he might pull like a Johnny Bananas move and just kind of, you know, kind of throw Wes underneath the bus or something like that. Because, I mean, in the end, his alliance is still to the stars.
Sleeper team is obviously Jose and Salida. They're going to win the entire thing.
Of course.
Right.
Could you imagine if they just skate by? I mean, they're not even up for the elimination tonight. They're not even being voted.
That's the crazy
Sometimes
thing.
Sucking is actually the best thing because nobody... Exactly. Like Kyle, even though he didn't suck, but Kyle and Vendettas, everybody thought he sucked and he was the sleeper. Being a sleeper can get you very far.
I mean, that's the crazy thing about tonight is the LVP wasn't based off your performance.
If it was based off your performance,
it was totally, you know, they totally would be sent in. Like in a regular challenge, it's the person who does the worst gets in, but as you know, it's Chance versus Stars, so it's a different format. But yeah, I mean, I was surprised that they didn't throw them in, but who knows? You know, the vote isn't 100%.
Do you guys have any last really strong opinions on these pairs before we move on to the next subject?
Just in general, Jose, I think could very well all the time be responding to and saying things as if he was on a fully different show. I never have any dang idea
he's a big brother, right?
I have no idea ever what he's talking about. He's like, and that's why the couch is leather. It's like he's it's like, what are you?
Yeah.
He's like, so, you know, water bottles. It's I never have any idea
like
what he's talking about.
He's like a car salesman. He's like, you know, this Toyota runs real well. It's going to go real fast.
It's like,
but he thinks he's a genius, and I love
it. He really does, which is amazing.
Which almost, like, is mind-boggling me into thinking, is he?
No.
Like, is he
it's either he's really smart or he's really dumb.
Unless
like, you choose.
He's one of those people that makes you a bobblehead. You just nod so fast. You're like, okay, yeah, totally.
Even his eye, like, the expression in his eyes is like, I'm going to get that lollipop. Like, I don't know what his goal is ever. So he confuses me. So he's a wild card because I have no idea what's going on in his game and in his head. So who knows about that?
So if you were Booby, would you have taken Wes second?
Yeah, I think that was a good move on his part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
Wes and CT are probably like the two strongest or the most experienced. And Booby doesn't like the politic, and you need someone to politic in these games.
Exactly. And if it comes down to alliances and their team, he doesn't want to get the automatic. Like if he picked, I think it was strategic for him to pick Wes because he knows Wes is a champ with alliances and he knows he's good. And they're sort of close at this mm-hmm. point because they've been on the same team together. And if he had to pick a different... Again, all their alliance was picked at that point.
I might so go Louise. Just, Louise was already, awesome.
Oh,
no, she
was
wasn't
next.
Picked yet. Yeah, oh, she was still up there.
You're right.
But anywho, yep, right. We want to give a shout out to the reason that we even exist.
Yes,
and give a huge thank you to our girl Maria.
Maria Menounos. I don't know if all of you guys know, but she is the founder of AfterBuzz, and she has a podcast that she does. It drops every Friday. It is called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is with celebrities, influencers. It focuses on tips to be better in all aspects of your life, health, wellness, career, friendship, everything. It comes out on Fridays. It's free. You can subscribe at iTunes. And when you go there to Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, let them know that your pals over at The Challenge sent you. Rate and review Friday. It comes out. Again, it's free. And this is Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it
out. All right. Boom. And she does feature celebrity interviews, which we like having. We love having guests on. We were going to have Casper on tonight. 2 weeks in a row, he ghosted out on us. Casper the ghost. But in the meantime, after Pam DM'd him, he had enough time to then post an Instagram.
Casper, we see you.
But not answer DM via Instagram. Yeah. So we're on to you. We are woke to your game, sir. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the challenge. Go deep, the swimming challenge. This looked so hard. I would not want to participate in this.
That's what she said. It looks easy, but yeah, like you said, it's like I'm not the greatest swimmer, and they're not diving that deep, but the fact that it's like 9 feet, you can't stand obviously in the water, and you have to go for a certain amount of time, but I'm kind of glad like the way they did it in terms of like how they had the certain strong players, you know, paired up with the weak players. Because if you had two people who couldn't swim at all, like who were the worst swimmers? Like if you
mentioned Jose. It was only Jose.
I mean, I feel like Little Mama and Booby, like they weren't like the best, you know, either. But if you imagine if you had two people who couldn't swim that well, it would have been more bad.
Jose and Salida realized what they had to do. Yeah. I appreciate that Jose tried, but as soon as he gets in the water, I was torn between feeling so bad for him, but also hysterically laughing because it just, you couldn't help it.
Swimming is not one of those things where it's like, you know what? I don't know how to do it. And like, people have said stories like, you know, the reason why he couldn't swim is because his grandma, you know, would just toss them in. I'm like, you're not going to learn how to swim like that. 100%. You're going to drown. And that's pretty much what had happened to Jose.
Well, if anybody's trying to be a parent anytime soon, you know what not to do.
Maybe a few lessons then you put them out. Like, maybe not that's
blowing
your
bubbles.
First chance.
Blowing bubbles, please.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of the tough love learning to swim, but you should give them a little bit of familiar. Anyway, not a swimming class, but that was weird. That is deep. 13 feet they had to go down with head first. That is seriously intense. So kudos to them.
I mean, I could kind of see it because he wasn't doing laps. If you're doing laps, that's one thing. But you're literally jumping in the pool and you're just going down. You're like you're kicking your legs.
He doesn't know how to control his body to get back to the water, though. He just doesn't even know the first thing about swimming, I guess.
Right. It was like throwing a baby in a pool.
I mean, 13 feet. The fact that they can swim down 13 feet and then drag a ring in and out
and
these poles. I couldn't even get down. I probably couldn't even get down to like 10 feet. I'd be up in a second. I'd move that like a centimeter every time.
I mean, that starts really hurting.
Yeah.
You panic in the water. And yeah,
Salida brought the sass. She is Miss Drama, that one. The world's coming down on me. He can't swim. I get it that it sucks, but she wasn't being supportive of him at all. I mean, you see how it works when it's a Tori Little Mama situation, and Tori really made Little Mama perform well because she was such a good partner.
I can understand the reason why she did that is because she's on the chopping block. She's not a strong competitor to begin with.
Yeah.
And imagine if the fact that you're paired up with someone who also sucks, you're kind of like, oh, why can't I be paired up with CT? Like, imagine if she was paired up with CT and CT couldn't swim. I think she'd be more forgiving because CT has other attributes. But since Jose doesn't know how to do anything except run his mouth and not prove anything and is all more bark than bite, that's probably the reason why she was upset.
And I don't think they like each other already. But I have to say, kudos to her. She did well holding it her own. She had to do it, so she had no other option. But I do think that she did a good job just trying to do it herself.
She did try. The two things that I would have liked overall are, one, I'm always curious when they don't say... So they gave the time of the first place team, Brooke and Shane, with 6:47 or something. I would have really liked to know the second place and what their time is, because I'm curious. You know, when we watch, we want to know, because it seemed like a lot of other teams were close. And then second, with Salida, I think one reason, again, that she doesn't like Josiah. She tried to get him kicked out last week. And two, I think she feels stupid. They were both the last picked people, and now her last picked partner. It's not like, oh, snap, it's a surprise, and it's something he's really good at. Cool. He can't do anything. So she's like, great. You're in that world. It gets dramatic. But it would have been cool with the team, even old school gym style, gym class style picking, if they did top pick, pick someone, last pick, pick someone, top pick, last pick, so that they were a little more even, because the strong teams were real stacked up at first. And then the last three were all the, not that they're not good, but they were all unpicked.
Gym class you went to, but I always thought it was like the strongest people I choose. Right. And it's just like,
they were picked first. So the last two, Salida and this Jose, game isn't, were just the last two left.
This game isn't quote unquote fair. So Tony was number one on the leaderboard, and then it just goes down from there. So the top dogs are going to pick the top dogs. So I don't necessarily hate that this is happening.
It just might have been more fun to have then the last person, then Salida gets to pick someone to even out.
Honestly, really, it was just Salida and Jose that are team suck, because everybody else surprised me. I thought Tori and Little Mama did really well.
Brooke
really surprised me. I mean, sure, she had Mermaid Shane with her, but I thought she really held her own. Yeah. She was a great swimmer.
Good swimmer.
We've seen Tony swim really well before, actually, in Vendettas, where they had to do a similar challenge where they went underwater again and drug a pole or something. There was breathing stations. I don't even think
Tony
used it.
Didn't breathe.
He does really well. He's a great swimmer, and that shouldn't be slept on for him either. So it comes down to Wes and Shane, obviously, put themselves on a pedestal as the best swimmer. So then who would you take if this is just a swimming challenge, if you had to pick one? Really hard.
Anyone or of just Wes and Shane?
So let's just say you're in this challenge just of Wes and Shane to be your partner. Just a strictly swimming challenge, because it's just those two always go.
For me, it's not Shady Shane, because I think he would freak out if I, you know, I think we've seen Shane lose his cool a lot. Wes, at least, is like,
if it was, I mean, the mere fact that Wes has state swimming champions, like he has championships, but the fact that, like, if it was old school duel one Wes, I'd probably choose Wes, but probably I would have to probably go with Shane.
Yeah, so. It's hard.
Who would you pick?
It's very hard because it's editing. We're not there in person. I almost feel like Shane had a tad bit better of endurance under there.
But knowing what you know now, you can know that. But if you didn't know,
and he's also thinner, and don't you kind of want to be thinner to be able to hold your breath longer? Like if you have more weight, if you have more body mass, isn't it kind of harder to
swimmers
keep
in the chat chime
swim?
In please
yeah I don't know
chime, chime in you're a great swimmer.
Casper, this is all an assumption. I don't actually know that.
Casper said that because Tony and CT were big, their lung capacity was intense, and that they could hold their breath longer. But
it's also a maze, right? You can hold your breath longer, but if you can't figure out the maze, it's not going to help you, you know, win the challenge.
I mean, I think you're literally like gliding it along.
But I thought this challenge was pretty good. I usually don't love swimming challenges because they're a little bit more on the boring scale to watch, but this is pretty good. I was impressed by some people. And if you guys in our chat, make sure you're commenting along, letting us know what you think. If you're listening to us on as you're driving, or maybe in the gym the next morning, if this is actually Wednesday morning for you instead of live with us Tuesday, you don't have to watch on YouTube. You can actually subscribe on iTunes, and that way they will always just pop up new in your iTunes folder after we go live every Tuesday, and we will be so accessible, so you can listen to us in the car, in your headphones, when you're jogging, at work, because I know you're not just working all day at work. So make sure you hit us up as well on iTunes. Subscribe, rate us, give us some comments so that we can keep improving and cater to what you guys want to hear. So then let's move on to the LVP MVP voting. So obviously Shane and Brooke win. Were you guys surprised by them winning? Because it went to commercial and we all wanted to say who we thought was going to win, but then we were fast forwarding and by the time we hit play, we saw who won anyway.
Yeah, I was not surprised, just in the sense of where it's a team activity, right? The fact that Brooke was keeping up with Shane, and they're both great swimmers and they both had a great time. It was between Shane's team and Wes's team. Wes is a great swimmer. Booby, not as good of a swimmer as Wes. So I wasn't too surprised when I found out that Shane and Brooke actually won the competition.
I would really, again, like to know the times, because was Shane the, or was Wes in second place? I wish they had everybody's times.
Usually it's one of those things where if it's a close time, it's like separated from all of two seconds, the two teams. So I'm assuming that it probably wasn't that close.
But it looked like almost every team did really well. Like Luis and Caspar, I bet, did really well. Everybody did really well, except obviously Salida and Jose. So I am curious. I don't know if we can find out, chat, if you guys can get your detective powers going and find out. I want to know these times, damn it. I want to know the order.
Come on, MTV, hook it up. Well, Brooke gives Shane the MVP, which on paper you're like, duh, it's so deserved. Yep. But actually, I'm going to do a little turntables, and I think Brooke should be MVP. Ooh. Because this partnership would not have happened if Brooke did not pick Shane. Brooke handpicked Shane, and not only did she get a great swimming partner, he got a great swimming partner, and he also now has the ability to kind of walk all over his partner and always make the decisions in the political sense, because Brooke wants nothing to do with the politics.
Smart.
So now Shane has the reins over his partner the entire time and can essentially control the game if they keep winning. So Brooke's really the MVP here because she's given Shane all this power.
Yeah, Brooke is technically the MVP, I agree. But I don't think Brooke wants that responsibility. Yeah. So
She just wants to be everyone's friend.
She just wants to save the animals. She just wants to win money for PETA and save the animals. She didn't even want to pick a vote when it was pretty clear. So,
but they end up doing picking Luis and Caspar as the LVP.
Smart.
Yes. But we're back to Brooke and Shane real quick. I think that is why they're the perfect team. They are literally yin and yang. It's like he is shady as the day is long, and she is prom queen. So it's a good match because he wants to do that and boss someone around, and she wants to be like, whatever, I'm fine. I'll just compete real hard.
But yeah.
So it's a nice teammate for both of them.
But it's crazy to think, because from a political standpoint, it's not good for the Stars team, because if you're still playing Stars versus Champs, you threw in a Stars team, right? So if Brooke kind of, you know, was, you know, kind of put her foot down, you know, maybe she could have had the deciding vote in that sense. So it's good for Shane and it's good for the Champs team, but it's not so good for the Stars team.
Right. And that's exactly what I wanted to get to by saying that they picked Luis and Caspar as the LVP, because everybody else on the Stars, you could be so mad at them, but I think Brooke almost gets a free pass just because everybody knows how delicate she is and how much she does not want to be involved in the drama. It's almost like that one person who you wish would stand up for you or have your back or be confrontational with somebody, but you just can't get mad at them because you know that's not their personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like Little Mama and Tori, they're fighting, and Kayla and Drake, and they're fighting because they want to be loyal to their people. But to Brooke, like, no one really cares.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, it's Brooke. What can you do? She's like the little puppy dog. You can't get mad at her. Mm-hmm. So she gets kind
Poops
of a free
on the carpet.
Pass.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you think that, I mean, Luis and Caspar has got to be the easy move here. Like, it's really the only thing you can do, right? They're one of the toughest teams.
Okay. So, yes. And breaking this down, even with the other teams that are mixed, Tori's loyalty is with Kayla. She can't pick them. Mm-hmm. Mama's is with Salida. Mm-hmm. So there's all these different alliances that are genuine, and people would be hurt or offended if you voted them in, not just Champs versus Stars, that are complicating matters here. And I'll save this till we get down to what we think. But
I totally think it was smart, because if you're going to play the game, you know who the top dogs are. CT and Tony and I always confuse Wes and Caspar. I don't know why. I mean, they're like arch rivals, but I don't know why I confuse them.
Wes and who?
But it's Caspar.
Oh, wow.
But it's Caspar and Luis, because everyone knows that. Even Shane's smart, because he knows. He's like, if we throw them in and if they come back, they're throwing us in. Mm-hmm. That's just the game, how it works. So if they're definitely going in, which they are, you have to choose a team that can take them out. You have to. That is if you are on the champ side. If you're on the star side, you obviously want to protect your people. So that's why they're trying to throw in Jose and Salida as opposed to CT and Tony, which obviously they're your boys. But I think they should throw in CT because they have a better shot of taking them out. And who do you not want to go into at the very end? The top teams.
I was actually very surprised that Caspar and Luis, without hesitation, 0 seconds wasted, screamed, we want CT and Tony. I thought it was stupid and prideful. I get it that they want to be true and loyal to their stars, and that's the only champ and champ team. But Just say Jose and Selena. No, make it easy for yourself.
They want to go down fighting, though.
Why?
No,
because
they're
prideful.
Because
they're prideful.
It's a testament to their confidence. Yeah. I think the fact that they know that they're a good team, they're strong, they're not afraid of anyone. And everyone who plays these games, when they're new, you know, they play them scared.
But stick around. You want to be around for the long haul. What's it mean if you go down now?
Who says they're
going to go down, though?
Louise and Casper are very smart. I think that they must have calculated. Those two are real smart. I think that they probably calculated everybody's vote and figured that they can say it and be real cool and guns a-blazing. I don't think they think that they would get that everybody else is going
to
vote for them.
I just think it's too easy to say Jose and Selena because, sure, they're stars, but, like, you're not even friends with them. Well, they're not even really your alliances, and you don't really have anything with them.
I think they're going in so it doesn't matter. So Luis and Casper to make that bold statement just looks cool.
Okay, so let's go then to the teams having the back-and-forth issue that can't make an agreement. Is this pathetic that we have to pull out of a can now? Is this a complete cop-out? Like, are you happy about this?
Well, so, okay.
So, come together as a team, make a decision. That's the point of this. Now, how easy is it then if everybody who can't make an agreement in life and in the world can just say, well, we'll just pick out of a head then?
The only ones I agree with not picking is Little Mama because Salita's her sort of girl. Everyone else, it's like they failed out or whatever. They DQ'd. Pick them. They're not long for this world.
I mean, it just really showed you the loyalties, right? Obviously, we're this late in the game. The game is, we only got a couple episodes left. You're going to see where the alliances are. But then again, it's like you have friendships. You have alliances with these friends. And, you know, you don't want to go against your boys. So, I mean, what's going to happen? And I guess that's what's going to happen.
Only Little Mama. Jose doesn't really have any real alliances, real close people. And only Little Mama and Salida are close enough that she'd be her if she voted against her. So for Drake, it's like, just Drake say them. Come
I want to give an honorable mention to Drake because he was like the creepy professor or something in this scene.
Professor.
He has his glasses, his outfit though, dressed to the nines. Yeah. Almost looks like, you know when Kim Kardashian wore that floral dress to an award show and it looked like she just ripped it off of her grandma's couch? Kind of feel like Drake was taking in those vibes and just went into his grandma's attic and like took the couch cover and made it a suit. Twirling his glasses around in his mouth.
Yeah.
So funny.
Drake did not catch dad bod. I was surprised to see what was underneath those clothes when he went swimming. But yes, he was rocking the shower curtain chic for sure.
But now it comes down to Booby and Wes, and we're never going to know. And we're going to know next week. Just kidding. It's
exactly.
Not never.
Right.
But we're going to get into the predictions later. That's how we're going to end the show. Yep. So stay tuned. We got a special segment for y'all.
Yep.
Coming up, we're going to play a little grab something from the episode, and it's called That's What She Said.
But definitely let us know in the chat.
What's it called, Jenna?
That's What She Said.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Scott is one of the best TV characters ever created in all of television. So That's What She Said. We're going to pick our favorite line. I felt like tonight actually was a little bit lame in sense of funny lines, but usually, as you know, the people who are on this show spew out crazy things all the time. So That's What She Said, or he said. You pick your favorite line from the night.
Do you have one? You ready?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say my favorite line was during the challenge when Wes was getting out of the pool and Casper goes, Wes, you're such a mermaid. You're such a mermaid. And how fitting that I'm actually wearing a Little Mermaid shirt tonight. That was totally not planned.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. So that was my favorite line from tonight's episode.
Okay. My favorite line from tonight's episode was, I think after his attempt at swimming, Jose is sort of, you know, running the mouth to Salida. And he's like, yeah, they're probably going to pick us. And it's probably going to be against Casper and Louise. And guess what? We're going to win. And Salida, who is so over it, is like literally biting her nails. And she's like, right? Like she couldn't even muster up like, yeah, we will. She was like, uh-huh, right.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I love her sass. So that was it. My favorite is Shane with the million-dollar question as he walks up and sees Brooke Hogan sitting next to somebody who is the literal spitting image of Brooke Hogan.
Absolutely.
And obviously everybody knows who Nick Hogan is. Shane walks up, oh my God, Brooke, is this your family? No, like it's the Brady Bunch. Who do you think it is?
It's just people who look exactly like you.
Yeah. You know? It is obviously obviously the Hogans. Like, they are the they have such a distinct look, and it's clearly them. I love that they gave a little family shout-out and that we had a taste of the Hogans in this one.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said. I fall right into the Michael Scott genre. I just said the taste of the Hogans. Okay, that's what she said. Well, that's our game. Let us know your favorite line, and then we'll try to play along the rest of the episodes. Hopefully the lines get a little bit better.
Yeah.
We do have a little bit of news and gossip to
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, first things first, and we have a picture for proof. Ooh. And if you follow Johnny Bananas, you would probably have seen this already, but Bananas is just on his world tour again. He's doing a whole bunch of different things. We saw him on that First Look show. Now he is going on America Ninja Warrior.
Oh my goodness.
I can't believe he is doing this. Good for him. Are you guys going to watch, and how do you think he will do?
I am totally going to watch, and I do not think that he will do well. I mean, doing challenges is one thing, and we've had celebrities, you know, come on this before. We've had Stephen Amell, the Green Arrow, do it. I mean, he did really, really great, but I don't think Johnny Bananas, you know, upper body strength is one thing, but you need coordination, you need stamina, you need endurance. So I'm going to say he's not going to do really well.
Yo, I saw Louise do this in the UK. And it was hard for her when she was in, like, peak Olympic condition. So I don't know if Bananas gets, like, the celebrity version or if they're going to do some
different version for him.
Yeah, because Bananas, you can't be like, yo, pad, you got my back, right? Yo, bench, you going to hold me, right? Like,
there's no way he's going to be able to talk out of this.
Yeah, he can't talk his way out of this course. And like, that is no joke. If it's real, like, this is some serious stuff. And Bananas does not have what it takes. I don't know if they're going to do, if they've got like a celebrity edition and he's going to be on that.
I think it's going to be the real course.
Well, you know, when it's like Celebrity Jeopardy and you're playing for charity and it's like, ooh.
Yeah, I give him 3 seconds, but I'm very happy he's doing this because it'll be interesting to see him in a different platform other than the challenge. I'm actually very excited to see how he's going to perform, but maybe like over under 5 seconds for that.
I don't know. I'm getting worried about Bananas. Like, I feel like he should get a suit and start brushing up on, like, he might be getting to that brink where... He's going to have
15 years. I mean,
he'll just host an MTV show then. He'll do something on camera. He's a part of the MTV franchise and family forever.
All right. Yeah. I don't know.
The next one is a bit of a stretch. I don't really know. It can't be confirmed. Other people don't know either. The rumors are flying. But Joss Mooney, who I believe is going to be on Final Reckoning.
Yep.
And we think that Amanda, who we saw her come in hot and freak out on Camilla, her very first season, Amanda from Are You the One, is going to be on this season of Final Reckoning as well. And people are speculating that these people maybe have hooked up on the show or if they're maybe together or dating because of this. So this is a bit of a stretch. Okay. Joss went on and liked a bunch of Amanda's photos on Instagram. And also, somebody else commented saying, Mama getting Joss, huh? And he liked that comment. So, in the world of internet, obviously, they're getting married next week.
Right, obviously. I mean, they could have just become friends on the channel. Like, that just doesn't mean much. But, hey, Joss is on the rebound, right? Didn't he break up with someone? Maybe they hook up. Guess we'll have to tune
maybe
in.
And he did say on the Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro that I went on that he regrets not playing a better social game with the girls because he was very loyal to his girlfriend and was so sweet. He didn't even want to look or touch it, you know, flirt with any of the girls. Aww. And it got him nowhere because he just stuck to himself. So he wants to play the social game a little bit more. Maybe he finds that in Amanda. Time will tell.
I don't know.
So then we will get back to the end of tonight's episode, Chance for Stars. We left off with Wes and Booby. So now we got to give our AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we leave off with Booby, like, mid-sentence, of course. I'm going to pick... Who's he saying? Quick!
I'm going to Jose and Salida.
Ditto, what she just said. And I think Louise... And Casper going to take him out.
I don't know. I really can't pick. I don't know. I'm the worst.
Can I try and sway you? This is why I
feel like I'm already swayed. I think that they might. I don't know. Boo doesn't want to go down out of the fight. But at the same time, he picked Wes.
Yeah.
He kind of made this happen.
And Wes we trust. And if you look at the previews, you can kind of, you know, see. If you look close enough, you can probably see who's probably going to stay.
What does our live chat think?
This is let me logic this out for y'all. I think the reason he's going to be swayed is that there is an alliance and it is stars based, but they were also on a team together, worked together, and got close. So Booby's alliance with the stars does not extend for real to Jose and Salida. I don't think they've ever said three words to each other. So whether he's going to alienate his partner, Wes, or give his alliance a weak team to go against just to say, oh, I voted in champs instead of stars. It's like, but then you're more hurting your alliance and you might lose the best players on your alliance. So I don't think it would make sense. And I think Booby is super smart. I think he's going to wind up making the smart choice and saying, based on performance, sorry, there's also an easy out for that. And it's better for his game and better for his alliance's game than putting them against CT and Tony, who could take them out.
If you shout outs to Myron4178, who says, I know for sure that if CT and Tony get voted in, they will win. Do you think it's a sure lock that if CT and Tony go in with anybody, that they're going to take anyone out?
No, it can't be a sure lock. It depends on the competition.
Strong words.
You saw the Kayla Ashley thing last time. I mean, what if they have to do, not that CT isn't good at puzzles, but what if they have to do like some crazy mind game? They could still win, but...
I mean, if it's an eating thing, 100% Tony's going to kill it. So if it's an eating, we haven't seen that. Have we seen that? We haven't seen that this season so far, right? So if it's an eating thing, I think they're totally going to kill it.
I would go so far as to say that CT is almost always a sure thing. He is. He's pretty indomitable. Tony, we've seen him.
His performance has gotten better throughout
the season.
He's gotten
better and better because he's gotten less. He's gotten a little more focused.
Yeah, a little
more
focused.
That's the kind way to say that. So he's gotten a lot more focused, which has really improved his game. And CT is always great, but Luis and Casper, they're top dogs.
I think they're the team to beat this season, actually.
My prediction is a little bit of a spoiler, but you know what? MTV teased it in the commercial, so they did it to themselves. I mean, anybody who's watching the teaser for next week is going to put it together. We see Shane freak out on somebody saying, at least I am famous. I'm not famous for having intercourse with somebody else. I obviously think he's talking to Casper about Casper being famous from Jennifer Lopez, is what I'm assuming. So whoever Luis and Casper go in against, they're coming back. And I think it's going to be Salida and Jose.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an easier team.
Actually,
we haven't seen the end of CT and Tony,
I don't think so either.
All right, guys. Well, give us your comments. Let us know your predictions, who you think Booby said, and is he weak for doing it? Did he fall under Wes's trap? Thank you guys for joining us. My name is Jenna. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. And see you next time for Chance for Stars Episode 8.
Thank you all for joining us. Love to continue the conversation on Twitter and all across social media. You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Justin Yang. You can find me only on Instagram at your boy, J Yang.
Exclusive.
Bye.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.